This is John Batchelor, conversation with two professors from the United Kingdom, Roger Wilkinson, emeritus and visiting professor of social epidemiology at a variety of Department of Health Sciences at the University of York, at the University of Nottingham, at Northumbria University, at University College London, and his colleague Kate Pickett, professor of epidemiology at the Department of Health Sciences at York University, speaking about income inequality that has accelerated, especially in the United States, since 1980, and what is to be done, because there is evidence that income inequality, extreme versions, drive what are called stressors on the population that leads to homelessness, violence, despair, psychological difficulties, families broken, the homeless on the streets of Los Angeles, drug addiction. Income inequality has a correlation to that, and exaggerated versions, such as the United States, which was in the middle of the pack in 1980, and then where we are today. The professor has a recommendation about what is to be done. The question is not just taxes. It has to do with a sense of common sense when you start the company. And the professor speaks to the multiples of salaries that executives earn compared to the people who work for him or her or work with him and her and create the product. Here's Professor Wilkinson commenting on what is to be done about what is relatively a recent phenomenon, 40 years old, income inequality in the developed nations, the U.S. and its allies.
We have to reduce inequalities both in income and wealth. They both matter. Really, this problem has run away with us since about the late 1970s or 1980. Our societies have changed and become more antisocial. There are two ways, really, of reducing income inequality. One is to redistribute income through taxes and benefits. They have been dramatically reduced at the top income levels since 1980. But we also have to make the differences in incomes before taxes smaller. The main reason why income differences have got bigger is a rise in income differences before taxes. I think we can tackle that by extending forms of, if you like, economic democracy into the workplace. Our democracies are getting increasingly meaningless, confined to the political sphere. But if people have more say in the workplace through employee representation on the boards, employee share ownership, incentives to the formation of cooperatives and employee-owned companies, it seems to result, amongst other things, in smaller income differences amongst their employees. You know, you might think your boss should get two or three, maybe five times as much as you, but you don't think he should get one or 200 times as much.
More of this later.